Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Reference that everybody has on the tip of their tongue.
Oh, man. If you want something framed, Frame Corner Memphis is the place to do it. And by the way, by framing something, what you're doing is you're making something last forever. Like, you're, instead of just knocking around, whatever, a jersey, your kid's jersey, or the jersey of a Grizzlies player that you have, or whatever, any sports memorabilia you have, if you keep it in a box, it'll be in a box, and it'll get wrinkled and torn and dusty, and then someday you'll just throw it out. Or what'll probably happen, you'll die and your kids will throw it out, and that'll be that. If you get something framed, it is forever. You display it now. You pass it down. It is framing a memory. And what Frame Corner does is they're terrific, particularly at custom framing. You can walk in and buy a frame if you like. They have beautiful frames, all sizes, all shapes, whatever else, head on in. But what you'll discover is their specialty is custom framing. They can, whatever you bring in, you lay it on the counter and you say, make this beautiful, and they will make it beautiful. Frame Corner is located at 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. When we come back, we will talk to Chris Harrington. Then we'll play Writer and Write Trivia. Busy day on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, The Players, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, The Team, Bears, Pats, Titans, Saints, Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, The Gabe Kuhn Show, the 2024 NFL Draft First Round Full Coverage, and Live Picks on Thursday night, April 25th, beginning at 6 p.m., right after The Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's NFL Station.
The acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6 P560-3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or Kia Mount Moriah.com.
Before the puck drops, BetMGM is dropping bet and get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet no matter how your wager goes. From big hits to overtime goals, BetMGM is here for every playoff moment on the ice. While the teams chase the cup, you can take advantage of daily promos, same game parlays, live bets, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet regardless of whether your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs wager finds the back of the net or not. Get to the center of the playoff hockey action with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for details. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
Can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GOLD for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GOLD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOLD for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
The Laundry Room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door! You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mix and match five or more items for 99 cents each with card. Kraft mac and cheese, Bar S Franks, Campbell's soup, and more. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm a cross-cut song. Baby, just drag me across the lawn. You know I'm a cross-cut song. Just drag me across your lawn. I'll cut you up so easy.
Hi, I'm the Jeff Calkins Show. This is Chris Herrington.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Herrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's a Crosscut Saw, Stax Record single from late Memphis blues great Albert King. Albert King, born on this day in 1923.
By the way, when you move to Minnesota, are you going to have to stop doing your radio show?
You talking about this radio show?
No. No, the music one.
I stopped doing that last November when my wife moved to Minnesota.
Oh, well, I'm not up to date. I'm not up to date, Chris.
It was not compatible with single parenthood doing a Thursday afternoon radio show.
I see. All right. Well, I was just listening. We so appreciate the music here at the start of this show that it jarred my memory. Okay, so Miami beats Boston. Is this just a matter of one team goes crazy from three, or do you see some vulnerabilities here on the part of the Celtics?
I mean, it's probably that, but like we got some history here of the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. If I'm a Boston Celtics fan, I don't feel good about facing an Eric Spoelstra team in the playoffs. I've been there before.
It's crazy.
I mean, it seemed, with no Jimmy Butler out there and with Boston being a juggernaut all season, like I would have thought, like this is the year to like, you know, kill the beast or whatever. But I don't know, man. No, I think Boston will win the series, but like I just can't. At Eric Spoelstra's team in the playoffs, I can't be shocked at any outcome, you know. But I expect Boston to win the series.
Well, let's sort of ask the larger question. How much do you think, how much does coaching matter? And does it matter because if you have a particularly great coach like Eric Spoelstra, but most of it, like, where coaching, roster, how important?
I think I think it matters sort of more at the margins. I think it's less important than the roster. And I think there's probably a vast middle of competence in NBA coaching. So I think Spoelstra is like at the far edge of that. And like, I don't know who would you put at the far opposite edge. Off the top of my head, my name doesn't come to mind, but I'm sure there's one out there. I think you could have a particularly good coach, particularly bad coach. I think most coaches are probably as good as their rosters. And I think coaching also takes different forms. You know, there's the coaching within a moment of a game, and there's the coaching over the course of a season. There's tactics, there's development, there's fostering culture. Like, it's a complicated thing with all kinds of different components to it. So I think coaching is important, but I think for the most part, you know, most coaches are as good as their talent.
And then good coaches, Nick Nurse is a good coach, can have bad moments, right? Like, whatever. Like,
oh, sure.
Yeah. So, do you think, I mean, of all the Grizzlies, you know, successful coaches, given the right roster, they could have all won a title, right? I mean, there's nothing limiting about Lionel Hollins,
yeah,
Dave Yeager.
I hate to say it, but I don't know about Mark Averone on that.
No, but he was not a successful coach. I'm not kidding.
Right.
I'm only the successful coaches. They all could have given.
I'd say Lionel. Jaeger, Hubie, Fratello, Taylor Jenkins.
They could all win a title.
Sure.
Yeah. Porzingis obviously has been a tremendous acquisition for Boston. Whoops. Foghorn there.
That was me. I'm on the road. That was me hitting the they're warning me I was going off the road. I was not.
The rumble strips.
I see. Yeah.
Thoughts on Porzingis? Because They obviously have done a fabulous job on him.
Yeah, I didn't get to see enough of that game. I saw sort of the end of the game, so I can't get hyper specific on tactics with you on that. I think Bam Adebayo is one of the best defensive players in the world, and Porzingis is someone who's sort of been up and down in his career. You know, he's not like someone who's had consistently good playoff player.
Thunder beat the Pelicans badly, 124-902. And sure enough, you had their big three, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 33, Chet Holmgren with 26, Jalen Williams with 21. So, if you were doing the expansion draft that you just did with the Grizzlies roster and matched them each up with their equivalent, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander versus Ja, Chet Holmgren versus Jaren, and Jalen Williams versus Dez. Who do most GMs take?
I mean, it's interesting in that particular framing because Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams are both on rookie
contracts. So they, you would take
that. Yeah, and so it depends on like how good you think Shai and Ja are. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to finish first team All-NBA and top five in the MVP vote. A couple years ago, John Morant finished second-team All-NBA, seventh in the MVP vote. So, on one hand, Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams are huge bargains because they're on the rookie contracts. On the other hand, are they ever going to finish top 10 in the MVP vote the way Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and John Morant are? I think you're talking about those four players, with all due respect to Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson. Talk about those four players because two of them have high upside, and the other two are super bargains.
Well, okay, but all right, let's just take who's better. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Ja, they're kind of equivalent, right? I mean, Ja has had his warts off the court.
I think they are in the same tier of players, but I think Shai right now is at the top of that tier.
Right.
To me, Shai and Anthony Edwards are at the top of a tier of players that Ja Morant is in that tier of players.
Could you imagine a world where Ja becomes higher than them in the tier? You know,
Yes. John Morant's gone for 49 in the playoffs.
Right.
Like John Morant has done this, yes. But at the moment, because of their – I think there's more durability and there's more two-way play there. and then they're just doing it right now instead of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So right now, those guys are ahead of Ja, but I think they're in the same tier of players.
Okay. Chet Holmgren versus Jaren Jackson Jr. Same tier?
Yes. Yeah. I think there's a little bit of difference in the players. I think Chet's a little more instinctive rebounder. I think Jaren has a little more self-creation, better post player, better sort of self-creating offensive kind of player. I think they're generally in the same tier. The difference, though, is Chet's a rookie. So Chet's doing what he's doing
as a
rookie. So you're projecting him 3 years from now. I think Chet's arc looks better than Jaren's, but that doesn't guarantee you that that's what happens.
So right now, of the first two matchups, we've had to give, one reason or another, edge Thunder. And so then Jalen Williams, Desmond Bane.
I think that's a real team specific. What do you need? I think it's very close, and it's Jalen Williams a little bit bigger, a little bit more versatile defender. I think Desmond Bane can run stuff through him, and he can handle the ball more. So it's almost a matter of like what you want and what you're putting them around. You don't want either of them to be your number one player. And so who's the better 2-3 is almost dependent on what the rest of your team is like. And so, I don't know. It's a close call. I think it's very context-dependent on that.
So then, if you're looking forward, injuries can decide this, right? Like, injuries will be different year.
Yeah, that's what decided it this season.
Right. Injuries, that's true. Injuries can and will decide it. So that's one. And then a series can go. Shots can fall. If you're matching up in a series, someone can get hot, someone can get not, it would not be hot, whatever else, all of that. But, where is the Grizzlies' potential edge here? Because it is interesting, in addition to we just gave the Thunder really the edge with their big three, it's not like they don't have, Dort there, and it's not like they don't have Cason Wallace as a young guy who could, be developing into something significant, plus a million picks.
But the Grizzlies, you got Marcus Smart, and you got Vince Williams, you got Brandon Clark, and I think the second tier of the Grizzlies roster is at least as good, probably similar, you could debate. Like, Josh Giddey is a higher profile kind of player, for better or worse, but I don't know if he's how good he is come playoff basketball. I think it's been a little up and down. We'll see what Vince Williams, G.G. Jackson do. I think Brandon Clark has done it in the playoffs. Marcus Smart's done it in the playoffs. But then the Grizzlies got a top 10 pick they're about to add to the mix.
Right.
So, I look forward to forwarding into next season and both these teams being healthy into a battle. I think it could go either way.
I think they have the 11th pick, though. It's kind of irritating. And by the way, Brandon Ingram has been. You have never been a fan,
No.
And what's his contract status? He has.
I think there are certain guys in the league who tend to get big salaries without being needle movers. They tend to be 2-3 kind of players who are offense oriented and don't do a lot of other stuff. So like Zach LaVine, Brandon Ingram, those kind of guys. I'm not as big on.
So he is next year. $36 million is his last year of his deal, and they'll have to figure out what to do with him. All right, tonight we got Cavs at the Magic, Knicks and the Sixers, Nuggets and the Lakers. Do you have any particular hope for any of those series becoming? I mean, the Knicks and the Sixers.
I mean, the Sixers
has been interesting.
You could argue they should have won both of the first two games in New York. But I just wonder about the, as that series goes on, I don't know if things get better for Philadelphia, I mean, I know they're going back home, but I just wonder about the sustainability there with the Embiid health stuff. But I mean, it would be no shock at all for Philadelphia. If Embiid can play and plays as well as he did the first two games, no reason they can't go home and win and make that a series. The Nuggets-Lakers thing, the games are, always close and the Nuggets always win. And so, it wouldn't be a shock for the Lakers to start winning some. I love watching those teams play against each other. I think it's fascinating. So I hope we get more competitive games out of that. And then Orlando just can't score enough. Orlando against that Cleveland defense, no. I mean, turn out the lights on that.
They can't score enough. And by the way, this hope that the Cavs are going to blow up and Jared Allen is going to be sprung free is not taking a turn for the better here. He's been good.
But we'll see what happens with that the Donovan Mitchell thing could blow it in a direction that's outside of their own control.
Right. Naz Reid, sixth man of the year. Malik Monk might have won, probably, had he not gotten injured. It was incredibly close as it was. Are you down with Naz Reid as the sixth man of the year?
I didn't have a vote. I did not commit it to study, but it seems fine to me. He's a very good player, a very good bench player.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. I do think, like some have asked before, is the Grizzlies window closed before it ever really, you know, opened? And I don't believe that. I just don't believe that because of things like injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know. But right now, if you were betting on a team, Grizzlies or Thunder, to win a title in the next 5 years, you would pick the Thunder. Everyone would pick the Thunder, right?
I'm not as convinced. I just think that's kind of prisoner of the moment. Like
they have a shot this year, and the Grizzlies don't.
I mean,
that is certainly true.
Have more of their players on cheaper contracts, therefore you could.
And they still have a, like, that's the thing. Like, look at the call up the lottery right now. Look at, like, the Grizzlies have a top 10 pick. I swear to God, I think the Pelicans have the 11th pick or something like that, don't they? The Pelicans, I mean,
12.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
It's Houston's pick at 12.
Pelicans pick 12. So it's not like, you know, it's not like they're stopping adding really good young players, and I don't know how many other picks they have, but they still have a boatload of other picks. They've got cheap contracts, and they've got
cap space. I mean, that's
and they've got more financial flexibility. I don't, but again, I don't wish it on Chet Holmgren, but he could break his foot, you know.
Sure,
and then there you go.
I mean, he missed his whole rookie year.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'm not wishing it on him.
No, I'm with you. But
things happen, and I don't think it is all a given that Ja Morant will always be considered lower on the tier. And Chris didn't say so.
No, but I mean, like, on the flip side to your point, like, you know, Ja's got to prove he can stay healthy.
Ja's got to prove he can be the. Just got to prove he can be a top 10 player in this league.
Yeah.
You hope that he will. Of course, he's not even able to start working on his game.
Yeah.
Until halfway through summer.
Yeah.
I'd like him out there shooting three-pointers right now.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of summers where he shoots threes and it hasn't really changed.
All right, we're going to play Right Than Right Trivia. Jeffrey, what are we giving away as a prize if someone is to wily enough to defeat you, or even if they just go ahead and play honorably?
Jeff, it is 2 3-day passes to the Riverbeat Music Fest. That's May the 3rd through the 5th at Tom Lee, well, the artist formerly known as Tom Lee Park. Jelly Roll, the band Camino, the Fugees, and more.
Okay, we will take caller number 4-445-0929. 4-445-0929 is the phone number. In the meantime, I will tell you that this NBA playoffs, FanDuel is giving all customers 2 chances to bring home a win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place the same-game parlay on any playoff matchup, and if you win, you win. If you don't win, you get bonus bets back. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and shoot your shot on America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Kevin Cerita will join us. We will play Righter Than Right Trivia when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Shop our best savings of the season during Spring Fest at Lowe's. Right now, save on Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Get 5 bags for just $10. And buy 2 select paints and exterior stains and get 1 free via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop in-store and online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/1. Stay Green offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Paint offer while supplies last excludes paint and stain samples. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to Hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Before the puck drops, BetMGM is dropping bet and get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet no matter how your wager goes. From big hits to overtime goals, BetMGM is here for every playoff moment on the ice. While the teams chase the cup, you can take advantage of daily promos, same-game parlays, live bets, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet regardless of whether your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs wager finds the back of the net or not. Get to the center of the playoff hockey action with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for details. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
If you've tried to buy a Rolex watch lately, you know how difficult it is. New models are in rare supply. Some jewelers put you on wait lists. Others make you buy their other jewelry at inflated prices just to be considered for a Rolex purchase. Well, that's all changed now that Genesis Diamonds has arrived. Genesis Diamonds is the premier dealer of luxury pre-owned Rolex timepieces. People who come in are shocked to see Daytonas, Hulks, Submariners, Pepsis, Datejusts, all the hard-to-find Rolex watches ready to wear today. At Genesis, we've used our worldwide connections to find only the first luxury pre-owned Rolexes. Immaculate, pristine watches, fairly priced with no strings attached and with flexible financing options. So enough with the wait list and the retail jeweler games. Get the Rolex of your dreams today at Genesis Diamonds. And if you already have a Rolex and are interested in trading up, we also have Rolex buyers on site every day. Just another example of how we're forever changing the jewelry landscape here. Genesis Diamonds, official jeweler of the Tennessee Titans at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
show, joined now by Kevin Cerrito. It's our Fun and Games here in Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin, what's happening in your world?
Hey, we got so much going on. I've been listening to your NFL draft coverage. It seems y'all missed. Y'all didn't talk about Jacksonville at all. Y'all didn't talk about Jacksonville.
We have not talked about Jacksonville. I think the question, Jacksonville is an interesting one. The question is whether some people have them trading up, some people have them trading down, some people have them taking a receiver. A lot of people have them taking a receiver. Jeffrey, you have thoughts on what Jacksonville's going
to
do?
Has anyone watched them try to block the last 2 years?
You think they need one of these tackles?
They need a tackle.
So there you go. There's our Jacksonville.
Well, Jacksonville. Yeah. Jacksonville took our team. Yes. So we really shouldn't care. But here's what you need to be looking for Jacksonville tonight. Last night, the son of the Jacksonville the owner of Jacksonville's team, he had a Meltzer driver put on him on AEW Dynamite. He also owns a professional wrestling organization. Uh-huh. But the question is, will Tony Khan be wearing a neck brace tonight when he is at on the television?
There was a moment there where I had no idea what these words were meaning in my radio show. Had a Meltzer driver put? I'm thinking, is that a drink? What are we talking about here? And we've veered.
He was punched in the gut by Luke Perry's son. Rest in peace to the great Luke Perry. His son punched Tony Khan in the gut, and then the Young Bucks came out and they did a pile driver maneuver that's called the Meltzer driver. And he was laying out. His dad, who's the owner of the team in Jacksonville, came out on screen, which he's never done in professional wrestling, and like so concerned about his son. Tony Khan was wearing a neck brace last night.
The question
is, will he have a neck brace on during the draft?
Is he going to be committed to the bit?
Will he be committed or not? We'll find out.
Where are you going to be these days?
Oh, tonight we're all over the place. We got Music Bingo happening. It's our monthly Disney Music Bingo going on tonight. But also, we've got General Knowledge Trivia in Carville and Midtown, downtown, all over. You go to CerritoEntertainment.com to find out where you can play. And here's these questions you're about to hear. You're going to hear a few of those tonight.
Jeffrey, do we have a competitor?
We do indeed, Jeff. Let's welcome Kari in Southeast Memphis to the program.
Hey, Kari. Good luck.
Hey.
Best of luck, Kari. I wish you best. Someone's got to take Jeffrey down a peg, so you're just the person to do it. All right, I'm turning things over to Kevin Cerrito.
Jeffrey's only lost one time this year. Into today, we're going all the way back to January. Your job's to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you'll win today's prize. Of course, just got to play honorably is the policy here on the Jeff Calkins Show. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever category you do not choose will go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time. You can steal from him as well. Your categories to start today, you have trains or planes?
Ooh, let's go with trains.
That was trains. Trains. It's my fault. I always make these sound so similar. America's first high-speed passenger rail route broke ground this week. When complete, it will take about 2 hours to get from Los Angeles to what destination that is about 218 miles away?
Golly. Let's say Chicago.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey, do you want to steal?
Yeah, I'll steal. Vegas?
It's a California question. It is Las Vegas, yes. You can get from L.A. to Vegas in 2 hours on this new high-speed
He is a tough one to keep up with. Now, he's already got the lead, 1-0, and he controls the board.
I see.
Yeah.
There's a bill in the U.S. House that would rename Virginia's Dulles International Airport after who? Dulles Airport in Virginia. There's a bill currently in the House that would rename it after Jeffrey. That's your
God.
Planes is the category.
I was hoping you were going to ask about the money question. I'll say Frederick Douglass.
What a guess. That's incorrect.
Do you want to steal? You want to steal, Kari?
No.
All right. The bill currently in the House was proposed by Republicans to name it after Donald Trump.
Wow.
Sure that'll go smoothly go right through.
All right. Score is 1-0 after round one.
One-hit wonders or Hall of Famers? You want one-hit wonders or Hall of Famers?
One-hit wonders or Hall of Famers?
One-hit wonders or Hall of Famers, yep.
Let's go with One Hit Wonders.
One Hit Wonders. The song Ordinary Things debuted at number 55 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart recently, making Nona the oldest living person ever to make the chart. She is 98 years young and the grandmother of what famous pop star? Nona, N-O-N-N-A, is the oldest person ever to make the Billboard chart. She is teaming up with a famous pop star for this song. Who is her grandchild? The song is Ordinary Things.
Let's be honest. You got no idea, Kari. You got no idea, right?
Ariana Grande. It's just a guess.
That's good.
Ariana Grande is correct.
Wow, nailed it. My skepticism. Going right back in my face. Ariana Grande. So here we are. It is tied at one.
Yes, Ordinary Things is a song she is on with Ariana Grande, now on the Billboard chart. She's 98 years young. Hall of Famers for you, Jeffrey. Mary J. Blige, Cher, and the Dave Matthews Band were just, there are a few of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees announced on Sunday during an episode of what TV show?
Oh, my God. Let's see. Sunday. Music. I'll go American Idol.
You went in the right direction. American Idol is correct. They're announcing the Hall of Famers on American Idol.
2-1. 2-1. All right. Round three.
Insects or Shakespeare for you, Kari?
Let's go insects.
Two separate broods totaling up to a trillion of what insect will emerge across parts of the Southeast and Midwest this year, beginning at the end of this month?
Cicadas?
Cicadas is correct.
Correct. Ties it up. Back and forth we go.
We have not had a dual emergence of this kind since 1803. That is the year of the
Louisiana
Purchase.
Not in Memphis, though, by the way. Not in Memphis. In East Tennessee, but not in Memphis.
It is really like you have to drive like the path of totality for the eclipse.
Right,
like,
exactly.
It's not too far. It's not too far from here,
right.
But just not here.
But not in Memphis. All right, to all, over to Jeffrey.
Shakespeare for you, Jeffrey, in recognition of National Shakespeare Day, which was just a few days ago. What three words complete this quote from Henry IV, Part 2? The quote is, uneasy lies the head that what? Uneasy lies the head that what?
Uneasy lies the head that...
The head, and then it's like blankety blank blank blank. What's not in the quote?
Three words. Of the king?
No. Uneasy lies the head that...
That. It's that. Yeah, it's that. That. The word that.
Your answer was what, Jeffrey?
I said of the king. I mean, I that was my answer.
That, yeah, that I'm confirming. That is incorrect.
Kari, you want to steal, Kai?
So read it. Say the line again.
Uneasy lies the head.
Uneasy lies the head that.
That blank, blank, blank.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that one.
That's one of the few
lies.
I know.
The
where's the crown?
Where's the crown?
Tied at two. Tied at two. This is getting tense. Over to Kari. Right.
Food or dessert, Jeffrey?
No, Kari.
Jeffrey. I'm sorry, Kari. Yeah, Kari. Yeah, Jeffrey's not. Jeffrey never gets to pick. What am I thinking?
What was the choices?
Food or dessert? Sorry, dinner or dessert? Dinner or dessert?
Dinner or dessert? Both.
Dinner or dessert? Well, boy, let me see. I'm an eater, so let's go with dessert.
All right. Oreo announced they will be releasing their first ever sour cookie as part of a new partnership with what brand?
You said sour cookie?
A sour cookie.
Sour, yes. They have announced this week, they were just, I believe, on May 6th, they will release their first ever sour cookie. Pre-sales now. What brand are they partnering with this sour cookie?
I have no idea. I have no idea. You said what did you say what brand they will be partnering with?
Yeah, it's another famous brand. So it's
a
Oreo.
So it's a sour party. Brand of some type.
Okay, let's just say Jolly Rancher. I don't know.
That's a great guess. That's going in the right direction. But Sour Patch Kids. So we have a Sour Patch Kids Oreo coming out very soon. Okay. It'll be the Golden Cookie Oreos.
Jeffrey can take the lead here. The what? Golden Cookie Oreos?
Yeah, so the Oreos that have like the golden, not the chocolate ones. And I'm not sure exactly how the cream will go. It's going to be sour sugar. It's supposed to be a sweet and sour taste. We'll see if it's any good. I like Oreos by themselves. I like Sour Patch Kids by themselves. Together, I don't know. All right, dinner for you, Jeffrey. What Saturday Night Live cast member will host this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Wow.
Jeffrey, this is for you.
All right, I'm thinking it's got to be Weekend Update, so I got one of two. I'll go Colin Jost.
You are correct. Colin Jost will
takes the lead heading into the final round. Score is it 4-3-2 or 4-3? What is it?
I've got 3-2.
3-2. Score is 3-2. Kari, how many do you want to wager of your points?
All of it.
All of it. He's wagering two, and Jeffrey had already told me he's wagering one. So we'll start with Kari.
All right. It's category is movies. You want question A or B?
Movies. Let's go with question A.
Question A. Today is the perfect date. Tell me, today is the perfect date. What movie had the following quote? I'd have to say April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold, and all you need is a light jacket. So what movie officially declared April 25th the perfect date because it's not too hot, it's not too cold, and all you need is a light jacket, which is very accurate for today's forecast here in Memphis, Tennessee.
So quote the line again.
The line is, today was, April 25th was declared a perfect date in the movie. The line is April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold, and all you need is a light jacket. Where's the win?
I have no idea. That has not enough content for me.
No I just Googled.
You are not celebrating the perfect date today.
I just Googled it, Kari. I would have had no clue. Just so you know. I now see the answer in front of me. It's in front of me. I have no clue.
Let me just go with some crazy. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's a good guess.
That's a good guess,
but it's Kari's, not
he's had some great guesses today. Yes, Jeffrey, you know it.
Yes, it's Miss Congeniality.
How do you people know that?
That's overrated.
How does this guy like watch all these movies on his own?
I think it's interesting.
I'm going on 35 years of no life.
It's insane. So he's going to win, it appears. But Jeffrey, we have to finish the round, see what the final score will be.
It's one of the, we like to celebrate pop culture holidays tied into movies in any way, shape, or form. And April 25th, I mean, it's a great answer, a great movie, great moment at least. So, Jeffrey, your question: what 1979 film returns to theaters for a limited run on 4/26, which is tomorrow? It's a nod to LV-426, which is the moon that the lead character and her crew land on in what movie?
2001 Space Odyssey?
Well, quick answer, that is incorrect.
Wins anyway.
It's Alien.
Wagered 1 point. It is
Alien. Yeah. Alien back at Malfoy.
Final score is 2-0. Final score is 2-0. Well played, Kari. Jeffrey, you're giving him the tickets.
I've already got his info and everything.
All right. Congratulations, Kari, on the tickets. Have fun. Thanks.
Hey, thanks.
Yep.
Thank you.
Kevin, where can we find again where you will be, you and your many peoples?
Yeah, we had a great team out there hosting many events tonight and almost every night. CerritoEntertainment.com. Go there always. Check our schedule. New venues being added. And remember, if it is a trivia night, you're going to hear one or more of these questions. We do have some new locations we'll be announcing very, very soon. So be on the lookout for that. CerritoEntertainment.com. I'm sure we'll talk about it right here on the Jeff Calkins Show.
All right. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I mean, I listen to 92.9 every day. I'm like a huge Jason and John fan. Love the Grizzlies, Tigers.
Always free. Always on your radio. That's
my favorite station, bro.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
I listen all day to 92.9 on the radio.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
It's time to roll out the red carpet for, well, new carpet. There's no better time than right now at the Home Depot, where the more you buy, the more you save. Save up to 15% on select special order carpet styles you love from brands you trust. And installation is included on qualifying purchases. Start your carpet project today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid April 11th through April 28th, 2024. Receive up to 15% off select special order carpet purchases. Minimum purchase required. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Available in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, hey, Mid-South! Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE750-6120, MSRP 22320, EV6, P56-033-93, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37,935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive 2-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house is a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's M-O-O-R-E-T-E-C-H.edu.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mix and match five or more items for 99 cents each with card. Kraft mac and cheese, Bar S Franks, Campbell's soup, and more. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This NBA playoffs, FanDuel is giving all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place the same-game parlay on any playoff matchup. If you win, you win. You don't win, you get bonus bets back. So you win either way. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more. Same game probably every weekend on FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Jeffrey, draft tonight. Who's going to trade up? Pick one team that's going to trade up. God. You get one.
I'm going to say the Vikings, but I don't.
Yeah, it's Vikings, right?
I don't think they're going to.
Well, first of all, they have two picks they could trade up with, among other things. Like, they have two picks to trade up with.
I'm going to say I think the top five go in the top five draft order.
But I'm not. Yeah. You think they're going to go boom, 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 and it's not going to include J.J. McCarthy.
Correct.
But you think the team most likely to trade up. Okay. I actually think the Bills will trade up. I'm not necessarily in favor of it, but I think they'll probably trade up. I think the Chiefs will trade up. Chiefs need a tackle. And they need a wide receiver. And so they trade up. I think someone's going to trade up into the first round for a corner because there's only so many corners.
Yeah.
There's not that many really good corners.
That makes
someone's going to trade up into the late first round.
I think someone's going to trade for a tackle too.
And I think five quarterbacks are going to go first round.
In the first round?
All five are going to go. By the way, I was looking at recruiting, where these dudes were recruited. Like, how does this translate in terms of recruiting, right? Like, okay, well, now they're great. They're going to be high-ranked. Well, Caleb Williams was absolutely the number one prospect. He was a total monster, right? Jaden Daniels was the number—
He was a five-star, wasn't he?
He was the number 35 overall prospect, the number two dual-threat quarterback in the class of 2019. So he was highly— He was highly regarded. In fact, all of them were. Drake May, very highly regarded. Yep. He was originally going to go to Alabama because his brother, honestly, because his family was embedded with North Carolina, Luke May obviously played there. His father played, Mark May, played quarterback at UNC. He was like, I don't want to go. But then he did. Then he ended up going. But he was ranked 56th overall. So he was, again, highly ranked guy. J.J. McCarthy, legendarily, wanted to go to Ohio State, was spurned by Ohio State. Now I want to kill him, he said. I used to love him, now I want to kill him. But he was a five-star guy. Marvin Harrison, absolutely a incredibly highly ranked dude. Malik Nabers originally committed. Do you remember this? Committed to Mississippi State.
Because
he was ruled ineligible in high school. And so he didn't even actually play. Mike Leach stuck by him. And so he committed and went to the Mississippi State. And then he flipped on the first day of the early signing period.
There we go.
Joe Alt, Notre Dame, highly recruited guy. Dallas Turner, five-star prospect, ranked number nine, highly recruited guy. Roma Dunze, he was blue, 225 in the country, which is for a football player is pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, Rome's problem is always he was slight.
Brock Bowers was the number three tight end.
Yeah.
Behind Jake Briningstool and Thomas Fidone from Clemson and Nebraska. So, but still, reasonably, you know, highly recruited.
I mean, he was still
highly recruited. Yeah. If you're going to go to, like, who
was
his
problem was, I think he was from, like, Napa Valley, and they just played such small football.
If you're looking at projected first round picks, the only guy who wasn't like nationally ranked, who was a projected first round pick.
Is it the Matt Corner?
He was number 1,830.
Yeah.
So from Toledo, Quinion Mitchell. That's exactly right. Like, there are a bunch who were really run. The only one who was literally unranked was Jared Verse from Florida State. He, of course, transferred to Florida State. He was at Albany before that, the defensive end. He was entirely unranked.
Usually when you're unranked, that means you had
the Oregon State guard tackle, Fuaga,
Yes, yeah. Fuaga.
He was 1608, so he wasn't particularly highly ranked. Quinion Mitchell, 1830. He wasn't particularly highly ranked. But like Amarius Mims, who's an offensive tackle from Georgia, he was number 8.
Yeah.
Like, these people, they actually do know what, like Kool-Aid McKistry, corner from Alabama, he was number 18.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these dudes, you can recognize when they're in high school that they're going to be studs.
No, it's like, not every five-star winds up being great, but it's like...
But most of the ones who end up being great are five-stars.
Correct.
You're exactly right. Like the two tight ends who ranked ahead of Brock Bowers, they're not in the first round, but Brock Bowers was himself a five-star. Any other shockers you have for tonight? Your big shocker is that J.J. McCarthy is not going to go in the top five.
I want to know if somebody's
going to... We'll be gone by 15.
I want to know if somebody's going to abide by my defensive player principle, which is, if you don't have red flags, I got red flags. Does somebody take Devondre Sweat in the first round?
No. There is no way. Devondre Sweat is the defensive tackle mm-hmm. from Texas who is overweight. He's massive. Mm-hmm. But then he just got a DUI.
Again, rule number one.
Second round. No, you want...
You don't have red flags. I got red flags.
Is DUI a red?
Character concerns. If someone's getting a fight at a bar.
Yeah. That's a.
It's defense only.
There's no way he's going in the first.
I want the biggest.
I don't
baddest
think he is. Was going in the first round before the DUI.
He was starting to fall, but you know, again. Rule number one.
We'll be back to talk about it all tomorrow. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Marginato will join them today. Also, don't forget Fade Brad on the NBA. Also, a segment lighting up the airwaves. Eric Hastein, Jason Smith join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow. For now, our work is done.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Family talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on a lot of things. You can bet on player props, over-unders, first basket score. You can bet on the spread, but there's also more available to you. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get started. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. You can see full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure to call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. 89.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE75620, MSRP 22320, EV6 P56033, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG51041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 win, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or Kia Mount Moriah.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking, 901 Roof Coatings will repair it. That's right. They're now repairing commercial roof leaks too. Or need your whole roof restored? They've still got you covered. Call 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.